Let's turn now back to our top story. Reaction has been pouring in after British voters chose to leave the European Union. BBC special correspondent Caroline Hawley joins us from London. And Caroline, the vote revealed some pretty big rifts within the country. Can you explain that?
Well, Wales voted to leave, Scotland voted to stay, and now there is talk and the likelihood of a second Scottish referendum and a huge divide in how young and older people voted, with a vast majority of younger people voting to remain in and now feeling very, very angry and betrayed.
Well, in fact, one young voter from Bristol wrote on Twitter that he was angry, quote, that a generation given everything, free education, golden pensions, social mobility, has voted to strip my generation's future. What about that, Caroline? I mean, in some ways, the older vote in Britain carried the day, and yet it's the younger generation that has to live in the UK.
That's right. There's a very, very strong feeling that the younger generation will pay the price for this. But the truth is, no one quite knows what the price will be. I mean, that's the key question. How is this all going to unfold?
Well, what are the next steps? The First Minister of Scotland said that Scotland would be taking another look at its own independence from the UK. Amazing to hear that there's talk of Irish reunification. In a sense, the uncertainty has really just started.
Absolutely. I mean, if we're talking about the next steps, what is actually going to happen now? We wake up to a Britain that is still in the EU until it formally withdraws. So there's a mechanism for that, which is Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty. It's never been used before. This is absolutely unprecedented. And it gives a country that wants to leave 2 years to negotiate on the terms of how it will leave. Obviously, for the UK and for whoever would replace David Cameron, the key is to try to make new friends and negotiate new trade deals, because, of course, the EU is Britain's biggest trading partner and 500 million people. It's one of the world's largest economies. It's absolutely huge. And I think people are really only just digesting what the implications are going to be, including, I have to say, some people who voted Leave and who are now thinking, hold on a minute, what did we do? That was a vote forever.
Right. Who didn't realize?
We can't. Maybe, who yeah. appear? Yes. Who there have been people interviewed who are now saying, what did we do?
Well, Prime Minister David Cameron said he's stepping down in October. Let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say.
A negotiation with the European Union will need to begin under a new Prime Minister. And I think it's right that this new Prime Minister takes the decision about when to trigger Article 50 and start the formal and legal process of leaving the EU.
Caroline, David Cameron made a bet calling for this referendum, and he lost. What does this mean for his legacy?
That's a very good and a very big question. He took the decision to go for a referendum, thinking he could silence the Eurosceptics in his own party. He put the vote to the public, and he has come back with the public has come back with this vote, which many people have been deeply shocked by, wondering what's going to happen. What does it mean for British citizens? Will we now have new passports? Will you be able to travel to France, let's say, without a visa? What about your EU driving licenses? What happens to the 3 million EU nationals who are living in the UK? This is really, as I said, unprecedented and uncharted territory.
Well, there's also Boris Johnson. He's the former mayor of London. He was, of course, a champion of leaving the EU. Today, he said that he was sorry to see David Cameron stepping down. He assured people who were opposed to a Brexit that the UK would remain European.
Britain will continue to be a great European power, but there is simply no need in the 21st century to be part of a federal system of government based in Brussels that is imitated nowhere else on earth.
Now, Boris Johnson is being thought of as someone who could be the next prime minister, someone who could replace David Cameron. What's in store for him?
Well, everything now has been thrown up in the air. You've had new political alliances formed and really, really deep divisions exposed. Boris Johnson talking there, but there is a feeling that Britain will be diminished on the world stage by not being part of Europe.
What's at the core of what made this happen, Caroline Hawley? Is it really about the UK's relationship with Europe, or was it the economy and immigration, or can you not even really separate those things out? Are they all the same?
So many things, I think. I think immigration was absolutely key, fears of that. I think it was failure of the EU, failure to address the concerns of people in communities that didn't feel that they were benefiting from the EU. There are so many factors, really, I think, involved in this decision that will have ramifications for years and decades.
The BBC's Caroline Hawley, you'll be busy for days to come, it looks like. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.